Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the first round of the NBA playoffs last night, Jason Tatum had career playoff highs of 32 points and 13 rebounds to guide the Celtics to a 109-101 victory over the 76ers. Also, the Raptors routed the Nets 134-110. In the NHL's Stanley Cup playoffs, the Bruins hold a 3-1 lead in their first-round series after downing the Hurricanes 4-3. In hockey news, Penguins center Evgeny Malkin has undergone left elbow surgery. The team did not provide specifics on the nature of Malkin's injury or when it occurred. The 34-year-old led the Penguins with 74 points during the regular season, but was ineffective during a 4-game loss to Montreal in the qualifying round of the playoffs. In Major League Baseball, Pete Alonso and Robinson Cano each homered twice as the Mets crushed the Marlins 11-4 to end a 3-game losing streak. Also, the Yankees doubled up the Red Sox 6-3, the Blue Jays ripped the Orioles 7-2, and the Braves triumphed over the Nationals 7-6. In NFL news, the Giants have cut place kicker Chandler Catanzaro just 16 days after signing the veteran following the release of incumbent Aldrick Rosas. New York is reportedly in talks with former Panthers veteran Graham Gano. And the Washington football team has hired Jason Wright as team president. He's the first black person to hold that position in NFL history and at 38 becomes the league's youngest team president. Wright spent 7 years as an NFL running back, was a Cardinals captain, and a Players Association representative. In tennis news, Simona Halep is the latest player to announce she will skip the U.S. Open in New York this month, saying she wants to put her health first amid the coronavirus pandemic. Halep is a former top-ranked player who is currently number 2. She won the title in Prague on Sunday. 6 of the top 8 women in the WTA rankings have now said they won't play, including number 1 Ash Barty and defending champion Bianca Andreescu. I'm Jesse King.